Another battle over abortion is unfolding in Texas today after a federal judge temporarily paused the state's new 6-week abortion ban. The state has already said it will appeal that decision, which sets up a potential showdown at the U.S. Supreme Court. KUT reporter Ashley Lopez joins us now from Austin. And Ashley, this latest ruling is not like flipping a light switch. Abortions didn't just suddenly resume overnight in Texas. What are you hearing from providers today?
Yeah, that's right. It's not like when that order came down last night, providers immediately started offering abortions past 6 weeks. What actually is happening is that providers are finding themselves in a really tricky legal situation. That's because, like, right when the ruling came down, something like 70 minutes later, Texas's attorney general announced an appeal to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, which is one of the most conservative federal appeals courts in the country, if not the most. And it's largely expected that any day now, and I mean, I'm even preparing for as early as today, this lower court order will be lifted and abortions after 6 weeks will be banned again. So, and I talked to a legal expert this morning. He says he expects that whatever relief, you know, abortion providers got from this ruling last night will be very, very short-lived.
A little bit of whiplash for sure. So I know you've also been talking to groups that are opposed to abortion rights, groups that are very much in favor of this law. What have they said?
Well, they're obviously unhappy with this ruling from a federal judge in Austin, right? But they say they're also fully expecting the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals will side with them and allow the Texas abortion ban to go back into effect. They also went as far as to say that they believe private citizens will also be able to go back and sue people who provide, aid, or abet someone who gets an abortion past 6 weeks while this court order is in effect. You know, of course, that's if someone does get the procedure after 6 weeks. So, and for folks unfamiliar, Texas's law is kind of strange because it's not technically enforced by the state. It was written to be enforced by private citizens, which is another reason the legal situation here has been so tricky.
Right. And the federal judge, his name is Robert Pittman. He called the abortion ban flagrantly unconstitutional. What else did he say about his reason for putting the law on hold, even if it's temporary?
Well, he points out that Roe v. Wade is still the law of the land. Any abortion pre-viability is protected under the Constitution and the Supreme Court's own legal precedent. So when lawmakers passed this law, they knew they were violating Roe v. Wade, and the judge said that. This is why Texas lawmakers created this weird enforcement system that relies on private citizens. They wanted it to be harder to strike down in court because they knew it was clearly unconstitutional.
So after the Court of Appeals, right? I mean, what's next? The Supreme Court had already declined to block this law. Could it make its way back up to the highest court?
Yeah, it is fully expected to, go back, to the Supreme Court. I mean, this is a weird, as I mentioned, a sort of weird legal situation, but I don't see a way in which this doesn't make it back to the court. And I think the bigger question right now is like what this means for abortion providers. And, you know, right now they made it clear that, you know, even as this works through this sort of winding path back up to the Supreme Court, you know, they want to see abortions protected and able to resume. So, I mean, we don't know what the road ahead looks like, but it's really hard to sort of suss out and anticipate.
All right, we're going to keep a close eye on it. That is KUT's Ashley Lopez reporting from Austin, Texas. Thank you very much, Ashley.
Yeah, thank you.